Well, I have a couple students today for Sioux Central that are representing the school, and we're talking about the dance night that's coming up on Friday, but we're going to focus on FFA with the help of a sophomore, Mackenzie Magnan. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
All right, I know it's Wednesday morning, but do me a favor, tell me about what you did Monday and Tuesday, what you will do today, and then the rest of the week during National FFA Week.
Well, on Monday, we had the day off.
Oh, that's right, school, yeah, okay. Yep.
And then Tuesday, we wore our chapter FFA shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then today is official dress. And if you participate in that, you get pizza at lunch.
Now, who's not going to participate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Thursday is neon color, so dress bright. And Friday is America Day.
Now, you're a sophomore. Have you been in FFA 2 years, longer?
2 years.
2 years. And now, you guys do things throughout the year, not just during National FFA Week. Would you care to share anything else that you might be doing soon or you've done in the past through FFA?
We've done a few livestock judgings. Coming up in March, we might go to Brookings for a livestock judging,
mm-hmm.
and then head to state.
Okay, who's your FFA advisor?
Betsy Harwood.
All right. Well, Mackenzie, listen, enjoy the rest of your week, and if you can, hand the phone over to Michaela Bjork, if you would. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Michaela Bjork is a senior from Sioux Central. And Michaela, have you been part of the FFA now for 4 years?
I have, yes.
Okay, so tell me about what's coming up in early March. I know Mackenzie mentioned maybe going to Brookings, but on March 3rd, that's a big day.
Yeah, on March 3rd, we're going to head to districts over in Lakeview, and we actually have quite a few teams going, and we're just excited to be able to compete and hopefully move on to state.
Well, when is state? When would the state competition be?
State is on April 22nd.
Okay, a little bit farther down. Now, when you say teams, roughly how many members of the Sioux Central FFA are there?
I'd say probably about like 40.
Okay, that's a good number. And you've enjoyed it all 4 years?
Yes, it's been one of the greatest things of high school.
Oh, that's nice. Good to hear. And I'm sure your advisor has a lot to do with that and all of your fellow FFA members. Michaela, tell me about, have you ever been to the National Convention?
I had the opportunity, but I actually didn't get to go because I had surgery right before that, but a lot of my friends got to go and they just loved it.
Oh, good. Okay, now before I let you go, because we talked about FFA week this week and your district competition coming up March 3rd, but also this Friday now at Sioux Central, tell me what's going to be happening.
Yeah, this Friday we are having the Sioux Central Dance Team Night. We're going to have a couple schools come out and perform, while we also will have our school perform many different dances. One of the dances that they will be highlighting is their state pom routine that got first place at state, and they'll also be doing their lights dance that got a Division I at state as well.
Fantastic. Start time, one more time, is what time?
I believe 7.
Okay, that sounds like a good round number right there, probably correct. And Michaela Bjork, thank you so much for your time, and Mackenzie Magnan as well. You guys have a great rest of your week, all right?
Yes, thank you. You too, Chris.
Thank you very much. And that's the School Spotlight brought to you by Ranco and Sioux Rapids every other week right here on Mix 101.7.